We read in Bible passages that describe those who follow God as really being part of a family, a spiritual family. Passages that use the term brethren. They may use the term brothers. They may use the term sisters. And even like in 1 John chapter 4, the chapter that commands us to love one another. That term one another, that phrase one another, really carries with it the idea in this context that we are to have a kindly affection and we are to have love for one another as one would have even in a family. This passage also uses the term brethren time and time again in the book of 1 John. While it also commands us that we need to have a proper love for one another. This world considers this kind of kinship that we experience in Christ. They really consider this kinship to be strange in many ways. But here are some more secular examples of how even different organizations, even of this world, consider themselves to be brethren. What about policemen? Policemen have an order of fraternity where they consider themselves as public servants to be part of a brotherhood, as do firefighters, and even in the military. Even those in the military can consider themselves to be brethren for a common cause. What about the nationality that you are? Your own countrymen. You consider your own countrymen as being brethren in some facets. Even some pagan religions consider the members of that body to be brethren. And even, sadly, some religious organizations that have departed from New Testament faith consider themselves also to be brethren. In God's eyes, we are indeed to be brethren. We're to be identified as brethren because we have, by our obedience, become children of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are now in the family of God. And there is no additional relationship of us from God that we should need another spiritual father even on earth, as some denominations affirm. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 9, says, we have but one Father who is in heaven. When we use the language of Romans chapter 8, we have, in a very real sense, become part of the adopted of God through faith. And in Galatians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, it says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. So we have become adopted children, adopted sons and daughters of God. So throughout the New Testament, those who have by their obedience obtained sonship through Christ have indeed all become children of God, and as such are equally brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. This concept is largely misunderstood in the world, but to a Christian, as one who treasures this relationship with the saints, this biblical truth is very priceless, that we are indeed brothers and sisters in Christ. And just as earthly brothers and sisters work together to please their earthly parents, so should the brethren in Christ strive to do so for their spiritual Father in heaven.